We went in for an elective sonogram, a 4D sonogram, and the sonographer saw something that looked funny on his heart area, and it's hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And it's where one side of the heart doesn't form for one reason or another. It forms, but the valves aren't working. There's a defect on one side, and it's keeping that one side of the heart from functioning as it should. It was a rough day. Kind of felt lost. You don't know what to think.
I wasn't a parent of a special needs child before I had a special needs child. And then one day, my world just shattered, and I didn't know that there was going to be this great hospital that was going to say, okay, you're going through this really tough thing, but we're here. Your child's going to be fine.
Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Because the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming.
He had surgery 3 days old. After they do the first surgery, he comes out and his chest is still open. So, and that's kind of a weird thing to see. It's heartbreaking. He made it through like a champ. I mean, he was out of there, pediatric intensive care unit, ahead of schedule.
I didn't see him in the first surgery. During the second surgery, you're really a part of the experience. You're told to, put him in his gown, put him in this crib, and this nurse wheels him away. So you see, you're walking behind him, so you see this baby in this crib by himself, big crib, little baby, just going away from you. And I lost it, I still want to think about that. Because you don't know, this could be it. He could be gone. This is your last moment, That was pretty wrenching. And then the heart cath, his first heart cath, they said, hold him and bring him into the lab, into the operating room. I had him in my arms and said, we're going to gas him in your arms. And all I could feel is his body just go limp. It's a hard experience. You just feel like you're lost. Like you just, no one has a clue what you're going through. But really, if you look, there are support systems everywhere, especially at Batson. I started doing volunteer work with Batson, and it helped me feel like I was connected. Like, yeah, your life has changed drastically. You have different purpose. I'm not the same. It's been almost 2 years of just life changing, and I don't make the same decisions. I don't think the same.
You feel the weight of glory. All your pain will fade to memory.
I think Batson was there not only as a medical side to, making sure I knew what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, but I was scared. The surgeon came in while I was still pregnant and talked to me and said, it's not only me that's there, God's there with me.
You just got to pray and listen to the doctors.
Would you dare to believe that you still got a reason to see? Because the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. But would you dare to believe?
There's 35-year-old hypo people doing good. And then sometimes, they don't make it. It's something you have to come to grips with. It could happen. Usually they are looking for a heart transplant anywhere from late teens to early 30s. Oh, I've got hope for him. It's all on him. We've done what we can do. We do it every day. But, we've got hope for him. He's born to be a fighter. That's what he's going to be.
It's just the dark before the morning.